Okay, here, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, Mark said that what that meant, the men discussed the beach, the weather at the beach meant that the men went to the beach and then they discussed the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. What weather did they discuss?
The beach weather.
The beach weather, okay. And the doctor examined, does that have two different meanings or one different meaning? Just one meaning. Yeah. Are two ways of understanding that or one? Two different ways?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the doctor examined the child with the needle?
The doctor examined the child
with
a needle.
And what does that mean? What did the doctor, what happened?
And then...
What happened? Tell me the story in your mind. What do you see the doctor doing?
Put a pin in the child.
Poking him?
Yeah.
Is there any other way to understand that sentence? The doctor examined the child with the needle. Is there any other way to understand that sentence?
A needle.
With a needle. Is there any other way to understand that sentence? The doctor examined the child with a needle?
Only A or another one.
Uh-huh. Could the boy be holding a needle?
What?
What if the boy was holding a needle? Could a little boy be holding a needle in his arm?
No.
Does the doctor have to hold the needle?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Jason seemed nice to her? What does that mean?
Let's say
Jason seemed nice to Holly. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Jason was nice to
Holly?
Holly.
Okay. Is there any other way of understanding that sentence?
Jason
seemed nice to Holly.
Yeah.
What's the other way?
Jason seemed nice to Holly.
And what does that mean? How's that other way? Tell me what that means.
It means that Jason was sort of nice to Holly.
Mm-hmm. What about if Holly thought that Jason was nice? Could you say that? Jason seemed nice to Holly?
Yeah.
Is that different from if you think that he's nice to Holly? Who thinks he's nice? You do or Holly does? Jason seemed nice to Holly.
Mm-hmm.
You think that he's nice? And what if Holly thinks that he's nice? Can you say the same sentence?
No.
Can't? Okay. How about Adam carried the records for Sarah? What does that mean? Carried the records for Sarah. Carried the records for Sarah. We'll say Tony Sabico carried the records for Holly.
Tony Sabico carried the records for Holly.
What does that mean?
Tony Sabico carried the records to Holly.
Uh-huh. Whose records are they?
Now.
Well, let me ask her. Who's he doing it for?
Holly.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between that and somebody... What if Billy gives Tony some records and says, these records are for Holly? Then who's he doing it for?
Who's that guy's name?
Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Can you say it both ways? Does it mean both things? Tony carried the records for Sarah. I mean, for Holly. Tony carried the records for Holly. Does it mean?
No.
Which one does it really mean?
It's for himself.
He did it for himself?
No.
Which guy is he doing it for, Billy or for Holly? Tony carried the records for Holly. Who's he doing it for?
Oh, Holly.
Doing it for Holly? What if he's not doing it for Billy?
No.
Okay. He refused to hear the speaker with dirty clothes. Who has dirty clothes?
The speaker.
What if he has dirty clothes? Can you say that? He refused to hear the speaker with dirty clothes. Let's say Bill. Bill refused to listen to the teacher with dirty clothes. Who has dirty clothes? Bill or the teacher?
The teacher.
Could Bill have dirty clothes? No? Okay. The thief saw the cop with the binoculars. Who's got the binoculars?
The thief.
The thief does?
Yeah.
How come?
Because...
It only makes sense?
No.
Could the cop have him?
Yeah.
He could?
Yeah.
Then does the sentence mean two different things? Can you see two different pictures? The thief saw the cop with binoculars.
No.
Only see one picture?
Yeah.
What's the picture you see?
The thief.
Looking, the cops
yeah. With the binoculars.
Where are the binoculars?
On the guys.
On which guy, the thief or the cop?
Thief.
Uh-huh. He's looking at the cop? Okay, yeah. You're all done. Go up, tell Ross to come down for his test.
But you said...
That was quick.
I would bring something.
You will. A little kissy. I'll give you a little chocolate kissy. Tell Ross to come down. Now, I'm going to read some sentences to you, and you can tell me how many things you can figure that they mean, okay? If they mean one or two different things, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the men discuss the weather at the beach. What's going on?
They're at the beach,
uh-huh.
And they're talking about the weather.
Uh-huh. Is there another way of thinking about that sentence that you can think of? Men discuss the weather at the beach.
Oh, they're the weather. Mm-hmm. They're the weather
mm-hmm.
report
mm-hmm.
guys.
And what are they doing?
Looking to see what the weather is like.
Where?
At the beach.
Oh, very good, very good. The doctor examined the child with a needle. What's one way of understanding that?
He looked at the kid.
Mm-hmm. And where's the needle?
He examined him with it.
What did he do with it?
He examined...
Poked into the little kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another way of understanding that?
A shot.
Yeah, a shot. Like, yeah. Okay, now is there another way of understanding it? The doctor examined the child with the needle.
He gave him a shot.
That's one way. Okay, now let's think of another way of understanding.
He's at the doctor. So.
Yeah. Can you imagine something else about the needle? Can you make it so that the doctor doesn't have it? The doctor examined the child with the needle.
The kid.
Yeah.
Does it?
What does he do? How does it work out?
No, that wouldn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Can you think of anything else?
His mom.
Do you give up?
Yeah.
Well, what if the kid had the needle?
That's what I said.
The child had the needle. Yeah, like he had stuck one, had stuck in him. And then the doctor examined the child with the needle. Okay, ready for the next one? How about this one? This is a tough one. I'll give you this one nice. Tony seemed nice to Holly.
Oh.
Okay. Now, what does that mean?
She liked him.
Uh-huh. And is there another way of understanding it? Tony seemed nice to Holly.
He liked her?
And what does it mean that he, what did he do when he seemed nice to her?
He was friends.
Friends, yeah, being friendly. He seemed friendly. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Adam carried the records for Sarah. Well, let's make it this one. Tony carried the records for Holly. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what does that mean?
He was carrying the books.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
He was holding them.
Yeah, and... Why are they for Holly?
Because they're hers.
Uh-huh.
He's calling her. He's
carrying her. They're hers.
Let me read the sentence.
Well, no. Tony carried the records for Holly.
The records?
Okay, the books. We'll say Tony carried the books for Holly. Okay, and what is he, whose are they? They're her books?
Yeah.
And what is he doing then?
Carrying them.
Sort of like what? Being?
Helpful.
Help, okay. And what about another way of understanding that? Tony carried the records for Holly.
Oh, he was giving them to her.
Yeah, right. For somebody else or what? For himself? Or
Tony was carrying the records for Holly, so he's going to give them to Holly.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, but why is there? Are they a present from Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Or there could have been a present from somebody else, too. Yeah, okay, doesn't matter. But I see what you're saying, very good. He refused, Ross refused to listen to the teacher with dirty clothes.
What?
Ross refused to listen to the teacher with dirty clothes.
Who has the dirty clothes?
Well, you tell me. Could it be either one?
Teacher.
Yeah.
Or me.
Or both at the same time?
Maybe.
Does that make sense to have them both?
No.
No, okay. The thief saw the cop with the binoculars. Tell me what different meanings those have.
Okay. The cop, the thief saw the cop with his binoculars,
mm-hmm.
and the cop had the binoculars.
Very good. Okay. Now let's do a couple more here. Those are all the ones that have double meanings. Now you just tell me what this means, okay? Tell me as soon as you understand it. Snap your fingers when you understand it. The man pitched the ball, swung.
What?
The man pitched the ball, swung. You can say, I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Well, let me try and give you an easy one. The child read the book, fell asleep.
Oh, it's the cover.
Okay. What does it mean? Explain to me what it means. The child read the book, fell asleep.
It's the cover of, it's the name of the book. Fell asleep.
Very good. Okay. Very good, Ross. No, it's supposed to mean that somebody read the child. He's doing very well, Mike. He's supposed to mean that the child was read the book by somebody. And then he fell asleep. The child read the book. No, not much better. You did very well, too. You both get chocolates. The child read the book, fell asleep. Okay, so my mommy read him to him.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Okay, how about this one? The dog walked a mile, panted.
The dog walked a mile, and then he started panting.
Is there any other way to understand that sentence?
While he was walking, he was panting.
That's what Mark said.
Because he got tired.
I know, but there's a better way of understanding it. How about...
He started breathing very hard.
I didn't say and panted. I just said the dog walked a mile, panted. The dog walked a mile. Could somebody else walk the dog?
Oh, somebody was walking him.
The dog walked a mile, panted. You got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The little boy passed the milk, cried.
Somebody gave the kid the milk,
uh-huh.
and then he cried.
Very good. The girl kicked the ball, fell.
Somebody kicked the ball to the girl, it fell.
And the man pitched the ball, swung.
The man pitched the ball and to the somebody swung. The ball.
The man pitched the ball.
Oh, the batter swung
right.
at the ball.
No, the man.
The man pitched the ball, mm-hmm. and the batter swung at it.
Somebody else pitched it to the man, and then that man
swung. Oh!
The child read the book, fell asleep.
The kid had his mom reading.
Right, you got it. Okay. Everybody.
Ross said that I was a pig and ate up all the chocolates, and I said, no, you guys ate them all up. And I said, considering that you weigh 50 pounds, and your brother weighs 40 pounds, and I weigh, so that's 90 pounds total, and I weigh almost twice as much, then I ought to get twice as many chocolates as both of you combined, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ross said, no. You shouldn't get any at all. What did you say?
You should get zero as times as we do. Because you'll need to go on a diet.
And then what did Mary say? I think I said I have to go record this. And then Mary said,
I wouldn't.
And Ross said, very good, Mom.
No, we're good, Mom, good, real good.
You back to the land of the living?
What?
Are you back to the land of the living?
Funny, Mom.
You
This is the dining room. That's the living room. Oh, I've got a joke. If your mom cooks real bad, why do they call this the dining room?
Because you can die from her cooking.
Yeah.
That's right.
And why do they call the living room the living room?
Because if you want to live, you get out of there, out of here, and go there.
No.
Because there's so many bugs and creepy things living in there.
Because
right.
It's the only way to live.
Oh, I see.
And this is the only way to die.
Very good, Mark.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. Now, let me ask you another question. Where did how did I get involved in all this?
I'd
you don't have to answer that one.
I'd say you ate a lot and turned out to weigh a lot.
I'd say something else happened.
Mark is turning
no.
Mark, it's not, you can't reach it. It's up so high you can't reach it.
It's in the attic.
We put it up so high you can't reach it.
Why? No, it isn't.
The candy.
Why is it up so high? The chocolate. There are 8 chocolates for dinner.
There's 4 people, that's
8.
2 each.
And they're going to go up. And we go up here. And if you break, even dream of going up here. If you can dream of all the dogs will fall over.
They need more food.
You want some milk and chocolate now?
Dad, they need more food.
They're
obviously very hungry. Mark is hungry.
Yeah, we're going to get more chocolate. First, we're going to have
peanut
butter and jelly sandwich before the
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Milk.
Okay. You know how to make
Mark,
it?
Mark, please sit down. Mark, the child.
Mark, sit.
Mark, park.
You're going off the deep end, Mark.
I think the recording is still on. Do you want that thing to go forever?
No. Okay, boys.
So where's the chocolate to?
Mark, sit down.
So where's the chocolate to?
Mark, would you please sit down?
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something.
On December 5th, Mark said, Mama, I washed my hands and I refreshed my teeth.
Well, he really meant, I think,
that he brushed his teeth. Then he said, let's do it in a swish.
That was fast. Let's do it fast.
That means let's do it fast.
I think Ross is having an argument, and Ross said,
something. Oh, yes, so. Yes, sir, because I'm big. And Mark said, well, you're not big stuff. And then what was the next thing? Ross said,
something about you wish.
Something you wish. And then Mark said, well, you're spoiled stuff.
You're spoiled.
So Mark said, Mark, you're spoiled.
Boys, sit at the table, and you can argue at the table. Sit at the table if you argue.
Mark.
You have to sit at the table and argue. Mark, the what? Mark, Ross, come here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you going to get jam on my shirt? Okay, you promise?
Yeah.
Because I don't want... Ross, go to the table. Ross, exactly
what the father. We have icky eggs today. This is dye time eggs.
We're having dye.
So I never finished your cookie.
We have time to dye eggs.
So I never finished your cookie or mine.
Sit. That was the last nice thing I'll give you to bed. Mark.
Eat it.
Beth, you have to butter that. You have to butter that.
It's good
butter.
Jam
on. Butter. Not be good with it. Who wants orange juice?
Me.
Today we're trying out orange juice. We're trying it out. This is an experiment. Okay? We're just trying a little bit of it. Okay, you don't have to have so much. You don't have to have so much.
I'll have some.
You good?
Yeah.
Shall I pour your coffee? I think that was a yes.
Terrible. You wouldn't know good orange juice if it hit you on the head.
You wouldn't know what?
Good orange juice if it hit you on the head.
Why should anything hit my poor little darling on the head?
Mark, would you like something to hit you on the head, dear?
I think we ought to hit Ross on the head.
Aw. Yeah.
Now, let's think about being sweet and lovely to everybody this morning.
No, we have to finish more than
how
that, Mark.
How would we do that?
Well, first thing you say is, oh, Mark. You look so good this morning.
And Mark says, thank you, dear brother. You look wonderful.
Yourself.
What are you doing, Ross?
Taking his orange juice water.
And spilling. Spilling.
Why don't you just drink it out of his glass? That would make it so cleaner.
That's better.
Good. How about putting your plate, now how about putting your toast on the plate like a human, instead of on the floor.
As if you were a human.
But it's got butter.
Yeah, right.
You want butter? I'll give you more butter.
Mark, put it on your plate like a human. Mm-hmm. Humans put their toast on plates.
Whoever said he was one.
Ross. I say that Mark is trying to be a human.
I say that Mark is a human.
Cool. Mark, you think you're a human?
Yeah.
He thinks he's a human.
There, see? You are what you think you are.
Right.
I'm him and I think I'm a dog.
Think you're a
so
dog?
I'm him, so I think that I'm a dog. So that means he is the
you are what you think you are, unless you're wrong.
That mind.
Here, would you like some butter there to spread upon your toast?
No, whatever I think I am.
Just ask. And we shall receive. Here, would you like some bing-bong jam?
Uh-uh.
Or there's bing cherry jam, plum jam with liqueur in it, sour cherry jam, or just plain old Smuckers?
Cherry blueberries.
Oh, that's right. You like the cherry and the Smuckers. Yuppers.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's a good Yuppers. Thank you. Yep. Mark, would you like some jam jam?
This is the best.
It is amazing.
Winner. Winner. Do you like butter? Mark. This side blue.
This.
I thought it was funny. There was this ghost that went, ooh, not boo. So they said maybe it had troubles with its beans.
With what?
Beans. With his beans. Mm. And then Screw says, Ralph says, no, that's impossible. Nobody has trouble with their bees. With bees. And then Fozzie said to Ralph, oh yeah? My grandfather had trouble with bees. That's why he had to give up honey. Get it?
Yeah. I got it. It's funny.
In my comic book.
We get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I got it. Rocky? Are you going to eat your toast?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Better put that cookie down.
Oh, no.
What the fool is this?
Who's been doing that?
That's probably. I wonder how many pencils
have gone through there.
Bit the dust.
Yeah, keep sharpening this one rainbow colored pencil.
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow?
Why keep sharpening?
Because you like
you're gonna lose that. You're going to lose that pencil.
Stop sharpening the pencil, guys. Right.
Don't sharpen it's the Mark's. Rainbow pencil.
Yeah, it's Mark's rainbow pencil.
Sorry.
Too late now?
No.
You like those?
Oh.
You like the plums? What is Chambord?
Just liquor,
isn't
it?
Something they made for this jam.
I bet it's not alcohol. It's a non-alcohol.
The strawberry jam.
Strawberry
jam? Yeah. Must be, huh?
Probably.
Strawberry jam. No, all I need is a piece of toast.
Ross is working on his.
You want it?
No. You eat it yourself, you little mug.
Would you like a cup of tea, dear?
I can't get it spread.
You don't know how to have a knife, huh? You can't get it spread around? Did you try with a knife? That's what most people do. Oh my goodness, it's working. Oh my goodness. See how man invented the knife? Just for that purpose, Ross.
Oh, sure.
That's what man
invented. Invented it for killing them.
Daddy, did you put this here?
For what? No, I didn't. No,
I ate mine.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, I'll take it. I'm happy to take it. I want another one now. I guess I did put it there. I thought you wanted another one. Yeah, he
doesn't.
Cookie, and he said,
"Look."
"What did he say? Look."
He pointed at.
Yeah.
With that covetous little look.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Look, romancing the cookie."
Look, romancing the cookie, and then we talked about it. But Marky said, "Romancing the cookie," and said, "We're eating the cookie." As if he was somehow Peruvian.
Cookie, ducky.
Comes from Romancing the Stone, by the way. What's his name's movie? What is it? Prince.
No.
Yeah, it was Romancing the Stone.
No, that was Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain was Prince's.
Okay, who was Romancing the Stone? Cyndi Lauper?
No. What was this?
I mean, what's her name? Pat Benatar.
No. This is one black stuff is like, it's frozen.
Yeah, I know. Well, can you tell us what the twos are again?
T-O-O, mm-hmm. which means me too, mm-hmm. sort of like that. And T-O, like, you'd like to know,
mm-hmm.
Or T-W, the number two.
Mm-hmm. One more than one.
Mm-hmm.
One more than one.
That's nice.
What do you mean?
The number two. It's one more than one. How many ones are there, Ross?
One.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
How are you spelling?
I don't know. Oh, O-N-E. And I don't know the other one.
If you won in the contest.
O-W-O-N!
How many fours are there?
F-O-R, mm-hmm. a three. F-O-R means for you, like,
yeah.
And F-O-U-R,
mm-hmm.
the number two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the number four, the number four, the number four.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. What's the most?
You don't know the other one. F-O-R-E. In the front,
oh.
like your forehead, or your forehand,
oh.
before.
Or when they play golf and they hit the golf ball, they say, four!
I know. Or, yeah. What's that mean, anyway?
In the forefront.
It means it's out in front of us.
Here. Okay. Wanna change? And look, this one didn't look like, and the wheels didn't look like this
mm-hmm.
the other time.
Mm-hmm.
This one didn't have four wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Three white wheels and one black wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other time, this black wheel was over there, and that was over there. I changed mm-hmm. those two things. See what's all different about?
Yep.
How I spell presents? P-R.
P-R-E.
Yeah.
S-E-N-T-F.
What?
S-E-N-T-F.
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 Okay. I'm in the third battle.
I think you're in the second, aren't you?
Third.
Really?
Yes. No, first.
Second.
Level two.
Oh, yeah.
Second. Right? And you're going to the third. If you
tomorrow?
Do
mm-mm. If you win.
Are you still doing takeaways?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like this? Like 9 minus 2?
Hey, wait a minute.
This is 2-0. This is old one.
Yeah, it looks like this.
See, then you're on level 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mark?
I wonder what Jeffrey's guy looks like.
Where are your papers, Mark?
I left my backpack at
in the bus. Oh, no. Not again. I hope they remember to bring it back.
Yeah. bugs?
It just came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When I go shopping tomorrow.
Can I
not a chance.
Number two, you're going somewhere else.
We don't go dancing
out. Come here, son. I promise to get it tomorrow, okay? That'll be your reward for being so good in independent work.
Is this enough food?
Daddy, we ought to call up Appleby and tell him we're having another guy over.
Okay. You call him up, okay?
What, no? We don't have Billy.
Yes. Might as well. I could have some that weren't.
Upstairs working on puzzles, and Ross had this was the U.S. puzzle with all the pieces of the U.S. And Ross said he was looking for Hawaii, and I moved the Hawaii pieces to help him, and he said, "You moving it made me know it was that." It's the first use of the construction sort of the, I don't know what to tell you, the "you moving it" type. But it's not your moving it that was interesting. Instead, he said, "You moving it," which I don't know whether to say that's more. primitive or more advanced? I guess I'd say it's more advanced construction. Sort of. Not sure what analog you have there. He having come out of the store. Actually, I should have said, I mean, he's probably wrong. It should be your movie that made me know it was that. But we seem to get by with, in the case of you, we seem to get by with that all right. Without really thinking of it as an error. Yes, that Christ was born year zero. Asked him how old he would be now, and he said, 1985? And I said, yes, 1,985 years. Where's my boy? Where's my boy? Where's my little boy? Oh, shucks. What? Where's my little boy? Come on, little boy. He's hiding behind my chair.
He's right there.
Come on back, little boy. Okay, sit back where you were. We're so comfy. We're so comfy. Do you think Christ was born before the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because you said he was born the year zero.
Yeah. You mean like when all time began?
Yeah.
No, no, that's not the year zero. See, there's two different types of time. Wait, let's turn this down. There's two different types of time, honey, okay? One is called Anno Domini, and the other is called Before Christ.
What's Anno Domini?
Anno Domini means the year of our Lord. And Christ was supposed to be the Lord, right?
No.
Yeah, Christ
he
is our
was.
Lord. Christ is our Lord.
Well, who is the Russians' Lord?
Christ. Well, they don't believe in God.
Who?
The Russians don't believe in God.
Don't
anymore.
They?
No. They used to believe. Well, a lot of them do believe in, but the government says that they're not supposed to.
Why not?
Because a lot of the things that have been done by the church have been bad.
What church?
The Pope in Rome. Okay. Anyway, 2,000 years ago, Christ was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started changing, they started counting from that time. And if you go back before that, then you have to count minus. You know how it is, like, if you count minus numbers? What if there's a little rabbit hopping along, okay? This is zero, okay? A little rabbit's hopping along, boom, 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 he goes to six, okay? Seven, eight, nine. Now, what if he hops that way? What does he go to first?
Zero.
Minus one, minus two, minus three, minus four, minus five, six. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay. Now, how far back are the dinosaurs?
A long time back.
More than
1,000 years old. What?
Minus 100 million. That's pretty big. Do you know how many? How much bigger? What's the biggest? 100? And then what? If you have 10 hundreds, what do you get?
What?
If you have 10 hundreds, what do you get?
10 hundreds?
Uh-huh.
Oh. 1,000.
Right, and if you have 100,000, if you have 1,000,000, what do you get?
A million?
Right, and they were 100 million years back. That means 100,000,000. So they were 1 billion years ago. Do you know how old the whole world is?
1 million years old.
No, that's as old as man is 1 million years old. You know, cavemen? They're 1 million years old.
And so are we.
Yeah, cavemen and us. Our type of man is 1 million years old, yes.
Are the cats?
What?
Are cats?
Cats are about 10 million years old. At least. Dinosaurs are how old? 100 million.
100 million.
How old is most plants and animals are about 1 billion years old.
Yeah.
About.
You have to do it at snap.
We're talking about age of the world.
60 billion.
No, actually, it's not that old. It's only about 5 billion years old. In the
first, you see, life is pretty old. Life started off pretty much as soon as the Earth was formed. Maybe Earth sat around for about a billion years, maybe a couple billion years, and then life started in right away. Some of the very oldest life is about 2.5 billion years old.
Dad?
Yeah.
What would I be interested in the number 2
Girls.
No way!
For girls, because you want to look good.
Watch it, Pops.
You'll probably be into something like, you'll be into some sport. I don't know what sport you'll
be into. I
know! What sport will you
baseball.
Be? Baseball, are you into baseball? Like yeah. Snoopy? Okay. And you'll probably be an artist. You'll probably want to do some kind of art stuff. I don't know, you might be into dancing?
I definitely want to be a coach at swim.
You what? You never what? Never be a coach of a swim team? You don't have to be the coach of a swim team. What's up, Mark?
Can we not go back upstairs?
Yeah, well, it's time for you to bed, right? Good night, honey.
No, it isn't. No, okay. It isn't. No.